President. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the Group of Friends of National Mechanisms on Implementation Reporting and Follow-up. We recall the important role of NMIRFs as key instruments contributing to states' efforts to fulfill their human rights obligations, including providing information and implementing the recommendations of UN treaty bodies, special procedures, and the UPR. These national mechanisms promote better internal coordination and dialogue, including with national human rights institutions and civil society, fostering its participation and engagement. They are flexible and versatile entities, assuming different structures to suit different national contexts. This has been underlined in the first and the second NMIRF seminars, which took place respectively in Marrakesh in 2022 and in Asuncion last May. The Group of Friends welcomes the Asuncion Declaration, which follows up on Morocco, Paraguay, and Portugal's joint pledge in the UDHAHR high-level event. This benchmark declaration establishes the international network of NMIRFs to encourage the creation of NMIRFs to strengthen capacities, to share national experiences, and to promote cooperation. We furthermore welcome the network of NMIRF's focal points for the community of Portuguese language countries, which has also been recently established. The Group of Friends looks forward to the seminar on NMIRFs and the establishment of the Knowledge Hub mandated by HRC Resolution 51/33 in 2025. The international network will be contributing to the virtual Knowledge Hub. We encourage states to establish or continue to strengthen their mechanisms, including through digital human rights tracking databases, and encourage the OHCHR, international organizations, and development partners to continue supporting states in this endeavor, taking into account the important role that all UN funds, programs, and specialized agencies, as well as UN country teams, can play in the process of implementation, reporting, and follow-up of human rights obligations and commitments on the ground. In this respect, we welcome the focus of NHR and NMIRFs in the resolution on the enhancement of technical cooperation and capacity building in the field of human rights to be presented during this session. Finally, we welcome the 10th edition of the GLION Human Rights Dialogues, which will take place in Marrakesh later this month, whose one of the focus themes will be the promotion of NMIRFs. Thank you.
Thank you, Madame.